1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Norwin and the PIAA Girls Basketball 2A second round. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers and the Crushers of Bishop McCourt. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Nate Rigotti, our floor director, Eric Bennett, Scott Donnelly handling the cameras for us. Bishop McCourt making a 32nd appearance in the state tournament. Crushers won the 1985 championship and have been back to the finals four times since. Still looking for their second championship. Those trips include a loss to Berlin Brothers Valley in last year's championship game. Five starters in tonight's game all played in that title game loss a year ago. The Bucks are in the PIAA tournament for the 10th time, the third in the past four seasons. Chartiers Houston has gotten to this second round in five of its 10 trips to the PIAA, but only passed this round twice. The last was in 2018, that after a win against Bishop McCourt. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Larry Maggi Election Committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Schweiner-Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Lady Bucks good luck during this 2026 playoff run. We'll have more on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network.
And stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee. Chartiers Houston comes into this game winners of 9 of their last 10, only loss to a Winchester Thurston. The Bears are playing tonight at Newcastle against District 10 champion Wilmington. Oh, by the way, the winner of that game and the winner of our game will play in the next round on Friday. Bucks started the year 13-1. Their only loss was to 3A Waynesburg. then lost to Winchester, Thurston, and Keystone Oaks, dropping 2 of 3 in the middle part of the season, but 9 of 10 since then. Crushers come in winners of 6 in a row, including the District 6 championship game against Penns Manor, then eliminated Mercer 60-29 in the opening round of the state tournament. Bishop McCourt started the year just 2-4, but 8 straight wins before a late season 2-4 run. But those 4 losses, among them a loss to 3A Central Cambria and 5A Hollidaysburg. Hollidaysburg just eliminated from the 5A bracket by Trinity on Saturday afternoon. A few minutes away, when we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. Chartiers Houston and Bishop McCourt, 2A girls second round, coming to you here on the WJPA Sports Network on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Our basketball game, 1 of 2 involving Washington County teams tonight. 2 more on the docket for tomorrow, along with Greene County only state playoff entry. Tonight, Cannon McMillan and Alderdice are playing in the PIAA 6A second round. Midway through the third quarter, Cannon McMillan holding to a 19-17 lead. That game at Peters Township. Coming up tomorrow, a doubleheader will be at Altoona, where the doubleheader will feature 5A girls, the two Washington County teams. First off, Trinity will take on York Suburban. We'll be on the air on WJPA AM at 4:45, and then Peters Township will take on Mannheim Central. That's scheduled for a 6:30 tip, and again, both of those games at Altoona, and both on WJPA AM. Online at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and we are producing the video for the NFHS feed as we are tonight. And we want to say hey to folks that are used to following Bishop McCourt as well on video stream, and we're happy to be here tonight to present this one for you. Just a note from Peters Township. Again, halfway through the third quarter, Cannon McMillan now leading Alderdice 21-17 as those two go to about 12 minutes remaining in the ball game. Big thank you to Walsh Valve and Specialty. Pat Walsh reached out to us a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, I want to be involved, but I want to help make it all happen for you, and we certainly appreciate that. Pat said you don't need to do a whole lot. Mention me in the pregame, mention us in the postgame, and that will be certainly more than enough, and we certainly appreciate that. Starting lineups and the tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network Visit Greene County pregame show.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Starting lineup's about to be introduced here at Norwin. The Bucks will be designated the visiting team in tonight's game. Starters will be Sophie Pallone, Mackenzie Walsh, Ava Kolovich, Allie Wingard, Aubrey Rosance. Wingard averaging 13, Kolovich averaged 11 points. Game. Bucks come in at 23-4. And for the Bishop McCourt Crushers, starters, four seniors and a junior all saw significant playing time in last year's PIAA championship game appearance. 5'7 senior Emma Pruce, 5'8 senior Ava Zucco, senior Reese Baer, 5'9 junior Zoe Ferguson, and another senior Kalina Bailey. Crushers are 17-8 on the season. And just a note, those losses started the year 2-4, including three straight losses, twice to 4A Forest Hills, once to 5A Indiana, and once to District 5 2A champion Berlin Brothers Valley. That's who beat the Crushers last year in the PIAA championship game. Also lost to Bellwood Anthus, to 5A Hollidaysburg. I'm sorry, beat Bellwood Anthus before that 2-4 funk in mid-January. And then the final loss of the year so far for Bishop McCourt came against Central Cambria, a 3A team. So playing up in class, challenging themselves, and trying to get set to head back to the Giants Center, looking to win their second PIAA championship. Bucks have not reached that level of play. In fact, only twice past the first round. Past the second round to get to the quarterfinals. But I mentioned earlier, beat Bishop McCourt in 2018 to get to the quarterfinals. Set to get this one underway. Ferguson and Wingard set to jump it off. Keith Giancola puts the ball in flight, and the Crushers control it. Ball comes near side. Reese Baer cross diagonal pass, cutter from the corner. That ball fumbled loose, and the Bucks are going to end up with the loose ball and then threw it away, but going to get a break here because coming from out of bounds was Zoe Ferguson. So the Bucks got a takeaway, gave the ball away, but then gave it away to a player who had not gotten back in bounds, and so Chartres Houston with the basketball. Kolovich, close guard area. Feed, player cut into the hoop, air ball served up, no good. And the Crushers come out with it. Bucks wearing their Road Grays, long three ball reigns home. Bucket by Kalina Bailey. 3-0 in favor of Crushers here early on. Wingard gets the ball to Rosance. She'll deal left side. Man-to-man defense. Kolovich trying to cut into the paint. Kicks it off to Wingard. She'll penetrate, take it in. Plenty of contact, and Wingard gets the lay-in off the window. Seen early on that the physicality is being tolerated. Three ball in flight. That one's wide of the mark. The rebound tipped out off the window and in for Emma Pruce. 5-2 lead here in the early going for Bishop McCourt. High screen. Walsh gets it back after passing off. Now called for traveling, picked up her dribble and wanted to pass, but that pass lane was well guarded. A couple of turnovers here early on for the Bucks. 6:20 to play, first quarter, 5-2 lead for Bishop McCourt. Pruce deals it back with the ball to the elbow, and Zucco never did really get a handle on that ball cleanly and is called for a travel. So Bishop McCourt turns it back over. Update late third quarter at Peters. Cannon McMillan leading Alderdice 30-23. Second year in a row, those two teams have met. Two-point Canamac win in the first round of last year's tournament. Kolovich with a hand on her hip by Bear. Ball comes out to Walsh, to Rosance, looking for Wingard. Wingard able to get to that ball, but again, pushed around a little bit. A lot of contact, and play on's the call. Takeaway by the Crushers. Ball comes across eventually to Kalina Bailey. And the Bucks, if they read that, might as well get a little physical as well. Side of the lane, nice catch and shoot. The dump down inside to Zucco for the basket. 7-2. Bishop McCourt with the winner, with the lead. 5:20 to play in our opening quarter. Crossover by Walsh trying to get free. Kolovich on the dribble, brings it to the near side. Looks for Wingard to come, Rosance. And now Kolovich down the lane, hangs and bangs, scores it. First points for Ava Kolovich. 7-4, Bishop McCourt, difference in the game. The three ball right now by Kalina Bailey. And Pruce is hassled. That pass goes across the volleyball 10-foot line and out of bounds. Bailey will key it in. Crushers bring it across the timeline. Bailey gets it back. She'll shoot from there, but does not. Ferguson get the ball inside, and a foul. Ava Zucco going to go to the free throw line. That pass from the corner to the low block again, and the Crushers going to go to the line here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry. Streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
Foul on Ava Kolovich. First free throw no good. Ava Zucco hits the second, so one of two on that trip. 8-4 lead for Bishop McCourt here in the early going. End of three at Peters Township. Cannon McMillan leading 32-23, a 9-point advantage. Good job there by Mackenzie Walsh to avoid a travel call, and the Bucks get a timeout. Walsh started to stumble and started a dribble on the way down, kept the possession alive, and saved the possession and avoided being tied up by a bench timeout. 4:26 to play in the first, 8-4. Bishop McCourt here on the WJPA Sports Network.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Laura Montecalvo quick to the request there to get the timeout. You know, one of the things that Laura told me it's important is to try to extend possessions of your own, time management, and limit McCourt possessions. And that's one way to do it. Roseanne, steal it back out to Walsh. Walsh cut off, trying to get into the lane by Ferguson. Ball comes back near side. Rosance, the ball, side of the lane. Kulovich trying to fight her way free and fumbles the ball out of bounds and hit off her foot. Kulovich spinorama there and then just dribbled the ball and lost the handle. Eight, four. Bishop McCourt with the lead. Crushers scored the game's first points, and Bucks have never gotten square. Jump three ball, hits off the iron, and hits the baseline on the miss by Emma Pruce. And we're at the media timeout. 8-4, Bishop McCourt with the lead. 3:55 to play in the first. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go!
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
After the missed three-pointer that went out of bounds and the media timeout, Bucks have the basketball. But dribble into traffic. Brooklyn Hess, who checked in, has the ball knocked out of her hands. Long pass ahead, stolen by Wingard. Going back one-on-one against Bailey. Shot off the iron, rolls around and drops home. Bucket for Allie Wingard. 8-6, three ball wide open. Bear misses the shot. Rebound on the weak side. Little push off there by Ferguson. And then a rebound grabbed by Zucco, but taken away. Kulovich reached in to take it away. Kulovich dribbles, trying to get to the paint, kick it near side. Hessel dribble, and now an illegal screen set by Kulovich. That's her second foul. Two fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game, and both on Ava Kulovich. Passed that ball off and then ran the defender over. Pass to the low block. Shot blocked by Wingard, but gathered and put back in by Zoe Ferguson. 10-6. Crushers with the lead. Bucks with the basketball. Across the timeline. Walsh gives it to Wingard. Spin a ram up high. Tries to put a shot up, and a ball goes out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touched by the Crushers. Rosance back on the floor for the Bucks with the Kulovich foul situation. Inbound to Wingard, tried to drive, cut off by Pruce. Ball comes near side to Hess. Hess double teamed, able to pass it off, get it to Pallone, and now to Wingard. as Roseanne's to her left, but the ball stolen by Bailey. Lob ahead. Ferguson catch and score. Zoe Ferguson on the fast break. And now from a two-point game to a six-point game, 12-6 in favor of the Crimson of the Crushers. Bucks around the perimeter with the ball. Wingard takes it on the left wing, put it on the deck, dribbles in traffic, and the ball knocked loose. Coming backside help Ava Zucko, but she's going to end up knocking that ball out of bounds. 5 minutes and change at Peters Township. Cannon McMillan rolling Alderdice now 41-26. Big Macs looking to get to their first ever PIAA quarterfinal round. Chartiers Houston trying to get there for a third time. 1:50 to play, first quarter, 12-6 lead for Bishop McCourt. Wingard spins, puts a shot up. She is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. 1:44 to play in the first, 12-6 Bishop McCourt. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Ava Kolovich, a 60% free throw shooter at the line, hits both after the foul call against Emma Pruce. 3-on-1, pass to the corner, three ball won't go, rebound underneath, shot partially ripped out of the hands of Zucko. Now the Bucks turn it over, and the feed underneath to Zucko for the lay-in. She has 5 points here nearly going, 14-8. Bishop McCourt plus six. Pass into the corner is kicked out of bounds. I mentioned this a couple of times. There is plenty of contact and play on. Two fouls in this first almost 7 minutes. And just watch the video. You'll see hands. A nice save there by Walsh. Feeds to Roseanne's and doesn't make the catch. And the ball goes out of bounds. Just too many turnovers here in the early going for Chartiers Houston. Defense! 70 seconds to play. Another feed into the corner. Bear doesn't take the open three, but Bailey will back across. That ball kind of wedges at the back of the rim and the window, and then it drops home. Kalina Bailey has eight, and now a 9-point lead for the Crushers. Roseanne's, Hess looking for a cutter. Walsh goes through. Hess on the dribble. Feed across to Roseanne's and misses the bunny. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed there for a moment by Wingard, but taken away from her. Up the floor comes Zucko. Weaves her way into traffic. She is fouled. Shot won't go, but will be at the free throw line to shoot a couple with 29 seconds to play in the first. Foul going to be called on Sophie Pallone. 17-8. Bishop McCourt with the lead here on WJPA.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Zucko at the free throw line for her second visit there. Hits one of two each time. And now it's a 10-point lead for Bishop McCourt. 18-8, 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Walsh, quick step, travel. Yeah, going to get a hold, actually. Holding call on Reese Bear. Time Walsh tried to jab step and get by and a reach across on the arm. And Bear called for the foul. Her first, team second. 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Pallone feed the ball in. Walsh trying to get to it and save it. And she ends up out of bounds. Bucks having trouble against the coverage there to get the ball inbounds. And Walsh unable to save it at the baseline. McCourt plus 10 here in the early going. Pass to the elbow. Take it to the far side to Ferguson. Back out for a three. No good. Rebound. Ferguson put back. And the buzzer sounds. Zoe Ferguson with the offensive board and put back. Bishop McCourt, 20. Chartiers Houston, 8 after 1. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Norwin. 6 points apiece for Ava Zucco and Kalina Bailey. 6 points also for Ava Kolovich, but Kolovich, with her two first quarter fouls, ended up on the bench. And the Bucks realize they can't survive with her on the bench. So Kolovich back on the floor to start this second quarter. And that's not taking anything away from any of their bench players, but Kolovich, one of the leading scorers on this team, and when you can't score, you're in trouble. Kolovich on the dribble. Steps back outside the arc. Restarts. Feed it across the paint. And it's picked off by Bailey. Kolovich tried to step in and get a steal. Unfortunately, didn't get her third foul. Down the lane goes Zucco. And a foul called on the floor. And this is going to be Mackenzie Walsh, guilty of her first foul on the Bucks in this quarter. Inbound side of the lane. Zucco goes up with the left hand, misses that, and reaches over the back, and Zucco going to get called for the foul. Did get to a tie-up, but reaching over the back of Rosance, who held the ball and her position. Foul called there on Zucco. First foul on Crushers in this second quarter. Bishop McCourt with a 20-8 lead. Ferguson on the guard of Walsh in the midcourt. Hess, ball comes to Kolovich. Took a bump coming around the top of the key. Dribbles through traffic. Give to Rosance. Now out to Hess in the corner. Blows by Bailey. And Bailey recovers to block the shot from behind. Ball lost out of bounds. Cannon McMillan, with 2 minutes and change remaining, up 46-28. We'll join the AM side here in a bit. Ruling must have hit the pipe because the top of the backboard is not out of bounds. We'll get a look here. No, we won't, actually. It's not out of bounds from hitting the top of the backboard unless it goes out. Must have hit the pipe in the official's ruling, and we didn't get all of that there, so we'll just trust the judgment of those guys much closer. Alone, Ferguson, catch and score. 8 points for Zoe Ferguson. Had that bucket right at the buzzer on the putback, and now 22-8. Bishop McCourt leading. Wingard needs help. Finds Kolovich. Nice move to get open. Puts the shot up off the back of the iron. Rebound knocked loose. Scramble for it, and the Crushers come out with it. On the far wing, it's Pruce, Ferguson, and now Bailey. Near side, side of the lane, get the ball to Zucco. Try to force it through. The ball actually kicked out of bounds last off the leg of Mackenzie Walsh. The ruling must have been there because the whistle didn't blow till the ball went out of bounds, but that was inadvertent, unintentional contact. You can't play it intentionally with the legs. Inbound, three ball won't go. Zucco rebounds, try to go back up, but she has the ball stripped away. Good work there by Amelia Bros, and now Rosanz trying to feed Kolovich. Picked off, and a coast-to-coast lay-in for Bishop McCourt. The bucket there by Reese Baer. 24-8. Crushers now on a 12-0 run. Hand off Hess. The ball to Bros. Makes a nice move to get to the rack, and then misses the shot. Coming out with it is Bailey. Bailey goes deep. Shot partially blocked, and then off of the hands of Bailey and out of bounds. Nice defense there. I think Hess with the block and then touched the hands of Bailey before hitting out of bounds. 5.5 minutes to play second quarter. The Bucks have not scored now. Coming up on 3 minutes in this quarter and almost two in the end of the first quarter. So a five-minute drought in that time. Bishop McCourt on a 12-0 run. Wingard getting the screen and surrenders the dribble. Get a little help there. Bros fumbles the ball. Put it on the deck, trying to avoid hands in. Hess from the corner, well short on the three. Ball goes to the baseline where Bailey will get it. And here come the Crushers. Bucks hustle back defensively. Pass underneath, though. Ferguson, Zucco down the lane. Missed the shot. May have been partially blocked. Kolovich gets it. Zucco fouls her. Second foul on Zucco in the quarter. Second foul on the Crushers in the period as well. 4:47 to play here in the second quarter. Substitution. Lexi Walks checks in. And we're going to get a timeout for Chartiers Houston. 4:47 to play second quarter. 24-8 Bishop McCourt here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
And Coach Guy Montecalvo, seated right below me here at Norwin. 4:47 to play. Second quarter. Bishop McCourt up 24-8. It was the Bucks had gotten a couple of free throws from Ava Kolovich to pull to within 12-8 with 1:44 to play in the first quarter, but haven't scored since. Kolovich jumper in the lane won't go. Wingard fights to save the rebound, and it goes right through the legs of Hess and out of bounds. Got a good look at the basket. Kolovich shot kicked out, but Wingard able to rebound it. But the pass back out to Hess went through the hands, the legs, and out of bounds. Ball comes to Bailey, back across to Wax, looking for a cutter underneath. Ferguson too well guarded. Kolovich deflects a pass. Up the lane, stop, off the window and in. Bucket for Brooklyn Hess. First points for the Bucks in far too long, just as we click under 4 minutes. Wax for three with the answer. Lexi Wax hits the three baller. 27-10. Bishop McCourt with the lead. Ball goes to the left wing to Kolovic. Crossover, trying to get rid of the defensive Reese Bear, get it inside. Wingard muscles a shot up, and we're going to get a couple of free throws coming for Allie Wingard. 3:34 to play, second quarter, 27-10. Bishop McCourt with the lead. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Kenna McMillan with a dominant second half from a 17-13 tie at intermission. The Big Macs had rolled out to a 20-point lead, and John Fontana had emptied the bench. Alderdice had battled back. And I'm afraid our friends at Peters Township might be locked up there. After the foul called on Bailey, free throws coming for Allie Wingard, and misses the first. Wingard, a 63% free throw shooter, missed the first. And now back at the line, 27-10. Chartiers Houston needs points in any way they can get them, including with the clock stopped. Second shot is good. Wingard with 3 points here in the early going. Ball knocked loose and going to be a foul called, I believe, on Bishop McCourt trying to take the ball back. And that foul on Emma Pruce will be her second. That foul was right at the midcourt line. I'm not sure why we're going clear to the top of the key for the inbound play, but that's where we are. Ball gets inbound to Walsh. Amelia Bros on the dribble, gets it to Wingard. Ball knocked out, but saved. Pallone brings it to Bros this way, and now Kolovic. Jump pass, finds Bros, cutting to the hoop for the lay-in. Good ball set that time by the Bucks, 27-13. Bailey back out to the corner. Reese Bear for three, too strong. Weak side rebound for Pruce. And Bailey will reset this play. Bear, lob inside. Ferguson has to go to save it. Puts her toes on the baseline. A turnover back the other direction. Bucks trying to put a little run together here late in this first half. 2:40 remaining in the second quarter. 27-13 is the count. A 12-0 run for the Crushers. Really the difference in the ball game. Bros with trouble, but Wingard there to save it. Dribbles into traffic, lost the handle, and tripped up going, trying to split a double team, and now the officials, the baseline official had the play coming to him. He's got it one way. The wing official overturns and says he has a touch. The Bucks get a break here because I think Wingard, after tripping, the ball may have been touched, but I think then falling down, I think she pushed the ball to the boundary. But Bucks get a break here. Inbound. Bros shot partially blocked, and a loose ball grabbed by Ferguson. And again, a Bucks trouble with the inbound play there. Near side. Bear looked at the three, didn't take it. Goes to Wax. Wax, as the Bucks extend this defense well out beyond the volleyball 10-foot line. The danger, open shots. Bear didn't take it. Bailey will. Top of the key for three. Good. Kalina Bailey's third tray of the night. 30-13. So the Bucks work to get the foul shot and the field goal, and now give it up on a three ball. Double dribble after a steal by Wax. She dribbled to control and then dribbled again after stopping. Turns it back over. Chartreuse Houston ball. Hash mark far sideline. And again, the Bucks have had trouble on inbound plays. This time they get the ball into Bros. And boy, Ferguson all over her. Screen set by Walsh. And Bros dribbles into trouble over on the far side. And fortunately, the ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by Bishop McCourt. Looks like Charlie Stokes will check into the game. 1:40 to play here in our first half. 30-13, Bishop McCourt with the lead. Walsh battles with Ferguson to save that inbound play. Bros tried to spin a ram in a double team, and a ball ripped away by Bailey. Bear, open three, air ball caught underneath. Won't go. Ferguson gets that one, misses that, gets it back. Ferguson scores. Cannot have three looks at the basket and think he'll stay with Bishop McCourt. 32-13 the score now. Bros on the dribble, forced to pick it up by Ferguson. Bros keeps it alive, goes to Kolovich, fumbles that at the side of the lane. Eventually out to Wingard, down the lane, and we're going to get a foul call and a couple of free throws coming for Allie Wingard. 1:02 to play in the half. 32-13, Bishop McCourt here on WJPA.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
And we did get a timeout there as well. Bishop McCourt taking a 30-second timeout. You get a final score from Peters Township. Cannon McMillan, a 49-37 win, 32-24 margin in that second half. But again, the Big Macs had built it to 20 points, had outscored Alderdice by 16 in that second quarter at one point. Ellie Wingard at the line shooting two. First one no good. Wingard has hit just one of three. They call a lane violation. I'm not sure. There's two subs at the table, so no, they did not call a lane violation. But I guess because of the timeout, now I'm not sure why those two subs for McCourt weren't allowed to check in, but be that as it may, Wingard hits one of two on that trip. Long three won't go. Rebound comes up the lane. 45 seconds to go. Bear, another look for three. Splashes it home. Reese Bear had missed her first four shots, but doesn't miss this one. 35-14 Crushers. Walsh steps on the midcourt line after getting it across, pressured up top, allowed Charlie Stokes to get into her personal space, and then when she stepped back, she stepped on the midcourt line, and that's over and back. Seconds to play in our first half, and after that run by the Bucks to get within 8-6 at one point. And now a pushing foul going to be called on Walsh. That'll be her second foul. Team second in the quarter, so Bucks not in any foul danger in that regard. 25 seconds remain. Once again, the Crushers feed it into backcourt. Nice defense, ball deflected into the backcourt by the Bucks. Eventually to Kolovich. Steps around a defender and Ava Kolovich with the bucket. Long pass to the near corner. Bear back out to the wing. Proust for three. Won't go. Buzzer sounds, ending our first half. We want to mention Kehlani Williams with the deflection that set up that lay-in by Kolovich that ended the scoring in the first half. But can see the experience at play for the Crushers here at intermission. 35-16 Bishop McCourt back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many turnovers, a couple of too many multiple looks at the basket, and the Bucks unable to get the rebounding on both ends of the floor. A couple of notes that that Laura Montecalvo shared with me. Ball security, control Ava Zucco, and she has scored 6 points to this position. But Kalina Bailey with a couple of threes, a tray for Wax, a tray for Reese Bear. Bear has 5 points in the game, and hope to keep the score in the low 40s. I will say this, if the Bucks are able to keep the score in the low 40s, it will be really pretty remarkable, because at the moment, Bishop McCourt has 35, looking to return to the PIAA championship game. Rod Frisco, a longtime PIAA historian, has compiled chronologies of teams in the boys' basketball state playoffs, the girls. Chartiers Houston has, to this point, played 16 complete games in the PIAA playoffs. This is game number 17 all-time, dating back to 1983. You do the math, that's 43 years. This is game number 17 for the Bucks. Bishop McCourt has won 57 games in the state playoffs. 57 and 30. They're a whole page on the PDF compiled by Rod Frisco with the 32 all-time appearances, 5 trips to the championship game, including winning the 1985 title. Back 4 times to the final since then, but have not been able to hoist the championship trophy since their 41 years ago, the only girls basketball title for Bishop McCourt. We're at the half, Crushers 35, Bucks 16, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Winner of this game moves on to the PIAA quarterfinals and will take on either Winchester Thurston or Wilmington. Winchester, the WPIL runner-up. Wilmington, the District 10 champion. Those two are playing right now at Newcastle. Opening quarter, Chartiers Houston, with about 3.5 minutes to play, had battled back to within 8-6. Fell behind 7-2 and 8-4, got to within 8-6. But Bishop McCourt then went on an extended run, pushed it out to 12-8, and then a 12-point Bishop McCourt run to take the lead out to 24-8, and able to play at arm's length since then. 19-point lead here at intermission. I have 10 points for Zoe Ferguson. Couple of buckets from the far corner, several assists there as well, multiple offensive rebounds, and a couple of putbacks for Zoe Ferguson to lead all scorers. She has 10. Kalina Bailey with 3 threes. She has 9. 5 points for Reese Bear, all in the second quarter. I'm sorry, Ava Zucco has 6. Those were all in the opening quarter. 3 for Lexi Wax. Emma Proust with a deuce. The Crushers 2 of 4 at the foul line in the first half. On the Chartiers Houston side, Bucks are 4 of 6 at the charity stripe. Leading scorer Ava Kolovich has 8 points, but 6 of those in the opening quarter, and she spent, again, some time on the bench with a couple of first period fouls. Kolovich has 8. Nobody else with more than 4. Wingard has 4. Field goal in the first and 2 of 4 at the free throw line in that second quarter. 2 for Amelia Bros, 2 for Brooklyn Hess. And that will round out the Bucks scoring again. 4 of 6 at the foul line in the first half. Bishop McCourt led 20-8 in the first, outscored Chartiers Houston 15-8 in the second to get to this 35-16 lead here at the half. Bucks are back on the floor for a shoot around, and now the Crushers starters will get to a shoot around as well. The bench players all standing underneath the baseline to feed back any misses should those occur. And we'll get you to the second half. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com. The WJPA Sports Network, and those of you tuning in tonight on the NFHS Network. 2A girls, second round action from Norwin at the half. It's Bishop McCourt 35, Chartiers Houston 16 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, We pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back at the half, 35-16, final buzzer sounding, teams heading out. Bishop McCourt with the lead and the ball to start the third quarter. And if you're McCourt, obviously just take care of what you've been doing. Ball around the perimeter. Handoff eventually goes to Proust. Ball goes inside. Ferguson catches and walks. She got airborne and then came back down with the ball. Well, the Bucks with the takeaway. Kolovich on the dribble. Ends up in traffic but able to find Wingard. Ball knocked loose. Kolovich will save that. Steps back to a three ball. Off the rim. Won't go. Battle for the rebound inside. And it's cleared. Good hard work there by Ava Zucko. Lay-in. Takes a feed. Misses the lay-in. And now a rebounding foul. And it's going to be on the Bucks, I believe. Nope, check that. I apologize. Oh, it's going to be Zoe Ferguson getting her first. Dribble handoff. Hess takes the ball out to Williams. Back to Hess. Baseline jumper good for two. Second field goal for Brooklyn Hess. 35-18. Bailey comes out of the backcourt. Ball goes to Zucko and a travel call. Wingard had two hands on the back there. Didn't get a good look, those of you on the TV. Both hands on the back, but Zucko moved the feet before the dribble. You don't often get away with two hands, but no displacement there, so play on was the ruling, and then the travel. Ball on the wing. It's Williams. Walsh picks it up. Has to fight to get the ball, and now a pushing foul going to be called on Reese Bear. Her second foul, team's second foul of the quarter. Bucks will inbound on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense set by the Crushers, but Bucks get the ball in. Wingard spinning off contact with Ferguson. Down the lane, basket and one. Allie Wingard with the bucket. And Wingard now on the board, credited with 10 points. Foul on Proust, her third, team's third in the quarter. Wingard at the free throw line, hits now 3 of 5 at the stripe. And Bucks deflect the ball and knock it out of bounds. And Bailey got it and knocked out of bounds. Good job there by Kehlani Williams. Oh, Bailey able to get the ball up the floor, and now a foul. Kolovich going to get tagged with her third. Tried to reach in and deny that pass and picks up her third foul. Wax checks into the game. Lob to the wing, and now Bailey cuts through. Open jumper. Ferguson at the high post can't get that to go. Bailey rebounds the miss. Now it's Bear, and back out to Bailey on the Norwin crest, middle of the floor. Back cut, Bailey catch, score. Kalina Bailey now with 11 points, 37-20. Crushers with the lead. Olovich gets separation. Kick into the corner. It's Grace Little caught her. Jumper outside the elbow won't go. Ferguson rebounds the miss. Scramble for the loose ball. Williams going to get in a tie-up with Lexi Wax. And it'll be Chartiers Houston ball at the end line. 5:20 to play in this third quarter. Get the ball inbounds. The shot side of the lane won't go for Wingard. Didn't get it off the window. And then coming back, Wingard trips Zucco. And the Bucks end up with a two-on-one. Open two-pointer goes in for Grace Littlecott. 37-23. Loose ball and knocked out of bounds by Bailey. Bucks pressure here, causing the Crushers a little problem. .453 to play, third quarter. Wingard gets the inbound. Brings it near side, little caught. Pass forced into traffic. Ferguson saw it coming, picked it off, goes coast to coast for the lay-in. A dozen points for Zoe Ferguson, 39-23. Margin is 16 for Bishop McCourt. Polovich avoids a trap, but Ferguson out to body her up. Help arrives. Ball dealt off. Williams will bring it near side. And out of traffic comes Littlecott. She'll hand it off to Williams. Penetrates. Try to force a pass. It's picked off by Wax. Wax with trouble. Bailey gets it to Zucco to Bear. Offensive foul going to be called inside on Ava Zucco. Her third, team's fourth. Couple of looks there for the Crushers, and a little caught shaken up on that foul situation. She's going to go to the bench. I'm not sure. Are we going to get a timeout? Looks like we are. Media timeout. 3:58 to play, third quarter. 39-23, Bishop McCourt back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Just under 12 minutes left in this 2A girls second round matchup. huge hill for Chartiers Houston to climb. Down 39-23 at the moment. Trailed by 19 at the break. Have trimmed that to 16 over the first 4 minutes. That pace will get them in sight, but not over the hill. Got to pick it up. Side of the lane, pass intended for Wingard. Knocked out of bounds, last touched by Ava Zucco. Baseline throw in for the Bucks. Inbound to Kolovich, double team. Eventually out to Williams, starts down the lane, try to force a pass back. Ball taken away. And the Crusher's going to circle it out for a minute. Bailey deals to Zucco, left wing. Back out to Bailey beyond the volleyball 10-foot line. 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Fisher McCourt, 39-23. Bailey driving into Kolovich, was trying to get a foul call there. Ava Kolovich with three fouls, but mentioned earlier when she sat, the Bucks got in some trouble, so can't afford to be without her if a rally is going to happen. Zucco, lob it down low to Ferguson. Catch, step out in front. Puts a shot off the back of the iron, gets her own rebound, and then ball lost out of bounds. Going to be ruled Chartiers Houston ball. Look here, Ferguson knocked Williams down, then missed the shot. Follows, and the ball last touched, according to our game officials, by Ferguson. .250 to play in the third quarter. Allie Wingard with 11 points leading the Bucks, and she is tripped up. Going to be a baseline play. No, check that. That's five fouls on the Crushers, I believe, in the quarter. Yep, that foul was on Emma Pruce. That's her fourth foul. And that will put Wingard at the foul line. Allie Wingard to shoot a couple. First one, good. 39-24. And Pruce will sit. Walks, checks in. Wingard's second effort at the line. Rattles in, out, and back in. .14 lead. Ball goes back to Bailey. Bucks double team. Get it to Zucco and now pass over the top. Wax on a 3-on-1. Wrap it across. Ferguson basket and a foul to go with it. Beautiful pass to Ferguson. Foul on Wingard. That's her first. Just the second foul on Chartiers Houston in the quarter. Ferguson going to the foul line with 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. 41-35, Crushers lead. Foul shot good, adds a point to the lead. And a Chartiers Houston timeout with 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. 42-25. Bishop McCourt over Chartiers Houston, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Laura Montecalvo has used her third timeout. Two remain. Lead is 17 for Bishop McCourt. Winner goes to the state quarterfinals to take on either Winchester Thurston or Wilmington. And I believe those two tipped off at 6 o'clock at Newcastle. So we should be able to get a final on that momentarily. Now, Crushers will apply full court pressure. The Bucks will have to deal with that and get the ball ahead. Ball fumbled, thrown back to Kolovich, and she'll go track it down underneath the basket. Bucks turn it over. They got across the timeline, handled that part of the pressure well, but then the pass back to the midcourt line was off the mark and results in a backcourt violation. Wax takes the inbound, floats one off the window and in. Lexi Wax with 5 points off the bench. And the 19-point halftime lead has been restored. Offensive foul called on the Bucks. Wingard going to get tagged with this one. Got to a loose ball and tipped it and then ran a defender over apparently. Second foul on Wingard, both in this quarter. Three fouls on the Bucks here in the third. Long pass intended for Zucco. She saves it on the far side, but tapped it right back into Mackenzie Walsh. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Walsh to Kolovich. Corner three, short. Caroms across, battle for the rebound. Held ball. That's the girls' basketball held ball call right there. Those two just held it for a split second. And to be honest, that hurt. The Crushers should have had been able to keep the ball. I mean, Bailey was not stopped from doing anything she wanted to with that hand on there by Wingard, but held ball, possession arrow, goes to the Crushers. Three ball near side, won't go for Reese Bear, and Zucco has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Amelia Brose checks in for the Bucks, and Brooklyn Hess will sit. Wax takes the inbound, trying to get to the lane, feed it across. Zucco, a 12-footer up and good. And now 21-point lead for Bishop McCourt. Wingard going to the hoop, shot won't go. Blocking foul called on Bishop McCourt. And foul shots coming for Wingard with 1:22 to play. Foul is going to be charged to Ferguson, her second. Wingard at the foul line. This will be her eighth and ninth foul shots of the game. First one is good. 14 points on the evening for Allie Wingard now. Just over her season average. Second shot rattles out, won't go, and a rebound cleared by Zucco. Ferguson and now Bailey, and Bailey mishandles it. Bucks going to try to press a little bit, and a steal by Kolovich. Baseline finds Brose. Shot off the back of the rim, won't go, and Bailey rebounds the miss, and a foul called. Kolovich tried to step in and get to a tie-up, but is going to pick up her fourth foul. Four fouls in the quarter on Chartiers Houston. 106 to play. Third quarter, 46-26, and the Bucks again tip a loose ball and a scramble for it. Zucco fights out of a potential tie-up. Bailey lob it ahead. Ferguson now 2-on-1. Ferguson's going to the hoop for the lay-in. Zoe Ferguson with 17 points to lead the way. And now Bailey knocks the ball loose. It's going to be Chartiers Houston ball. The Crushers have not done much in this pressure, but have stepped it up here in this third quarter and a couple of times caused the Bucks trouble. Kolovich feed it across to Brose, back to Wingard, dribbles through a triple team. Now is that 2-on-1 with Williams. Shot won't go. Ferguson hustled back to rebound the miss. Bailey mishandles it. Wingard into a tie-up and a possession arrow goes to the Bucks. And then that all really started. Ferguson got the rebound, but and Bailey mishandled the bounce pass. Stokes in, and Zucco will sit. 31 seconds to play. Three fouls on Ava Zucco. Don't want to take a cheap one in the final 30 seconds. Three ball won't go for Amelia Brose. A rebound grabbed by Ferguson. Steal. Walsh took it away. Kolovich, little baby jumper, rolls off the rim. That won't go. Bailey rebounds that miss. 15 seconds to go. Bailey deals to the left to Stokes. Take it up on top. It'll be saved there by Bear. Now to Wax. Wax got by. Drive to the hoop. Missed the shot. Ferguson rebound. Shot won't go, but she is hacked on the arm. Multiple looks again for the Crushers. Just Lexi Wax just missed a lay-in. The rebound snared by Ferguson. The foul on Kehlani Williams. And now two free throws coming for Ferguson. And apparently an injury substitution is allowed ahead of the two shots. And a towel to the mouth by Lexi Wax. First time to the floor for Olivia Urban. Ferguson at the foul line for the second time in the quarter. Finished an old-fashioned three-point play earlier. Hits the first foul shot here. 49-26. Just 2 seconds to play in this third quarter. And Ferguson at the stripe to add to that. Chargers Houston started to make a little racket, and pressure showed up, and the Crushers able to extend the lead back out. Bros runs out of time, just gets the ball inbounds in backcourt, and the quarter comes to an end. Bishop McCourt 50, Chargers Houston 26 after 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
And a big thank you to Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Proud to support the Lady Bucks during this 2026 playoff run. A WPIL third place finish and a trip to the second round of the PIAA playoffs, hoping to extend that to the quarterfinals. But down 24, Chargers Houston has to score nearly as many points in the fourth as they've scored the entire ballgame. And the Crusher's going to help with that. Boy, they say Wingard touched that ball. Well, Crushers threw the ball out of bounds, and the ruling is that Wingard tipped it, but I don't have that way, but I'm a long way away, so we'll just leave it at that. Bailey's pass gets through to Bear on the dribble to Zucco. Starters on the floor for Bishop McCourt. Bear feed it out for a three ball. Slide move there. Shot won't go. Ferguson rebounds. Tried to go back up. She'll feed it back out. Bear, Bailey, and now Zucco. Timeout. Call on the bench. 7:23 to play. Fourth quarter, 50-26. Bishop McCourt with the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Winner of this ball game will get District 10 champion Wilmington, a 68-48 win against Winchester Thurston. That will be on Friday. Bishop McCord up 50-26, just under 7.5 minutes remaining. McCord coaching staff did not like that offensive set. They get the ball to Bailey at the side of the lane, and she is fouled. First foul of the fourth quarter on either team. This one called on Wingard will be her third, and Bailey will be at the line to shoot two. Bishop McCord unofficially 5 of 7 at the line tonight. First shot rattles home. Williams checks out. And Brooklyn Hess back onto the floor. Bailey, who hit 3 threes in the first half, has a 2 and a 1 here in the second. Tried to follow her own miss, but Hess stepped in front of her and got the rebound. Ball to Kolovich between the circles. Deal to the far side. Bros looked at a three, but the defense jumps out on her. Bounce pass into traffic intended for Kolovich. Knocked loose, and Bailey ends up with it at the low block. And now Wingard is really out of control, coming up the floor trying to catch the play. Picks up her fourth foul. Allie Wingard, senior. She and Bros, the only seniors that see any significant time. Certainly Allie Wingard would like to stay on the floor to get to the finish line here in this game, even if the Bucks don't come back. But Bailey drives down the lane, and Wingard reaches in, pulls the ball out, and the Bucks end up with it and then throw it away. Scramble for the loose ball over on the far sideline. Wingard's going to get it, but tied up on the floor. Held ball, possession arrow belongs to Chartiers Houston. And on the play, Reese Bear slow to get up. Flexing her right leg. This held ball coming at the 6:34 mark, and you do not want anybody in a game that's 25 points, you don't want anybody getting hurt at this stage. Not that you want anybody getting hurt at any other stage, but certainly you want to try to avoid those. But both teams getting after loose balls, getting on the floor, getting after it. Mentioned earlier, Cannon McMillan, a 49-37 win against Alderdice, second straight year the Bucks have ended, or the Big Macs have ended the Dragons' PIAA playoff run. And now on to the quarterfinals for Cannon McMillan. They'll take on either Dallastown or Emmaus, those two playing right now at Ephrata High School. And of course, we'll have that game for you on WJPA Friday night. Ball into the corner, Walsh for three, short. Rebound caroms across, saved by Wingard on the far side, but hit the base sideline with that save there. Got to it, but couldn't really save it. Got to the ball. 6:19 to play in our fourth quarter. Inbound feed. The Crushers get it ahead into the corner to Bear. Emma Proust back on the floor with her four fouls for Bishop McCourt. And now Bailey in the midcourt. Getting off to Zucco, looking for a back cut. Kolovich saw that coming and picked that bounce pass off. Ball ahead to Hess. Now to Bros. Bring it near side. Nope. Reverse it. Take it back to Walsh. Kolovich and now to Walsh. Open three. Too strong. Rebound Wingard. Tried to go back up. Steps into Ferguson. Pass out intended for Walsh. His tip. Kolovich ends up with it. Hits a three. Kolovich, I have now with 9 points. 5.5 to play. 51-29. First points for Chartiers Houston in almost 4 minutes. Bailey dribbles. Got by Kolovich. A little runner in the paint goes. Kalina Bailey, after hitting 3 threes in the first half, everything has been inside. Couple of twos, now a steal attempt, and a great save by Ferguson. Threw it right back to Bailey, over the top pass, gets through to Pruce, and Bailey will park it in the midcourt. 4:50 to play in the ball game, and Kolovich going to get called for the foul, and that's going to end her night. Ava Kolovich fouls out with 4:49 to play in the ball game. And Grace Littlecott will check in. Shot. 53-29, Bishop McCourt with the advantage and the basketball. Emma Pruce running the offense for a moment. Now it's Reese Bear back to Pruce. Trying to penetrate, help arrives, and the pass back out to Ferguson. They'll get the ball to Bear, and Pruce comes back out to take it. Bucks come out to challenge. Pruce down the lane, misses the lay-in. Rebound on the weak side, grabbed by Wax. And now the Bucks step in and knock the ball loose, but are guilty of a foul in doing so. This foul going to be called on Brooklyn Hess, her first. And that's two fouls on Chartiers Houston in the quarter. Check that, four fouls on the Bucks in the quarter, and that's number five. Just a little sloppy defensively now. This time it's Mackenzie Walsh picking up her third. And a couple of free throws coming. Sophie Pallone will check back in on the next stoppage. It's going to be Zucco at the free throw line, misses her first free throw. It's her third trip to the line, has missed the first each time now. First two visits to the stripe, hit the second shot. And does the exact same thing. 3 of 6 at the foul line. Good on one, not good on number two. Just the opposite of there. Coming up on 4 minutes to play in the ball game. 54-29, Bishop McCourt trying to go wire to wire. Scored a three ball. It's just 40 seconds in. That bucket by Kalina Bailey took the lid off, and Crushers have never trailed. Runner won't go. Rebound by Walsh, or excuse me, by a little caught. Walsh rebounded that miss. Couldn't get it to go. And now up top, it's Bros. Near side, Walsh to the baseline. Wingard trying to force a pass across. That's knocked out of bounds. An immediate timeout coming our way. 54-29, Bishop McCourt with the lead. 3:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Barring some miraculous comeback, 3 minutes and 35 seconds remain in the Chartiers Houston basketball season. Bucks down 54-29 to 2025 PIAA finalist Bishop McCourt, District 6 champion. Bucks will have the ball at the baseline. Inbound goes to Pallone. Pallone get it back. Three ball partially tipped. Bros saves it at the baseline right to Wingard. Tried to go up with it. Wingard lost the handle. Euro's step, lay it on the iron and in. Ellie Wingard. And a ball knocked out of bounds over on the far sideline. It's 16 points for Allie Wingard tonight. Bailey feeds it on the back cut over the top to Zucco for the lay-in all alone. 56-31, Crushers lead as we hit 3 minutes left in the ball game. Goes right side to Pallone. She'll dribble out to the volleyball 10-foot line. Now Walsh, quick first step, put the little runner up and in. Mackenzie Walsh, I have that as her first points of the game. Pruce gets the ball across the timeline. And now Pruce, Zucco, Ferguson. Oh, tic-tac-toe passing, keep the possession alive. Bailey hassled by Pallone, and now a steal. In for the lay-in and missed the shot. Missed by Littlecott, and I think she's guilty of a foul trying to get to her miss. Indeed. And it's going to be Grace Littlecott missed the lay-in and then tried to get to the loose ball and called for the foul. Should be Bailey going to the foul line to shoot a couple. Hit one of two earlier. 2:22 left in the ball game. First shot, good. Bailey, I have with 15. And Bishop McCourt, multiple substitutions. Bailey will check out as well if she hits this foul shot, which she does not. Rebound grabbed by Walsh. Long pass gets ahead. Littlecott falls down on the dribble, and a foul going to be called on the Crushers. Kylie Durst gets in the scorebook. First foul on Bishop McCourt in the quarter as well. Charlie Stokes checks in. Inbound play goes to Pallone, and now Walsh, three ball in flight. Just short, kicks out. Rebound grabbed by Stokes, and she's knocked down by Bros. And a foul called. 2:07 to play. The teams walk to the other end for a couple of more foul shots. This time it'll be Charlie Stokes at the line. Bishop McCourt with that 12-point run that took the game from 12-8 to 24-8, and the Bucks really have not recovered since. Stokes gets the first free throw to go. Chartiers Houston will make a couple of substitutions. Allie Wingard and Amelia Bros, the two seniors, come off, and tears flowing in the embrace from head coach Laura Montecalvo, recognizing that the season has come to an end. Second shot rattles out, and Rosance rebounds for the Bucks. Stokes hits one of two on that trip to the foul line. Pass across the far side, tipped away. Olivia Urban goes for a lay-in, and nothing easy. No free baskets here, and the Bucks defend that, but guilty of a foul. And this one is Littlecott. First trip to the line for Olivia Urban. It'll be the 9th and 10th foul shots of the quarter coming up here for Bishop McCourt. First one good, 59-33, just under 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Urban's second effort also enough. Gets it to the bottom of the net. 6 of 10 at the line in this quarter and 11
of 17 in the ball game. Little caught, deals right side. Walsh takes a three, hits it. Mackenzie Walsh averages 8 points a game, but went scoreless through three quarters. Now has 5 points in the period. Long three just missed by Kylie Durst. The ball tipped loose, and the Crushers end up with it. 60-36. 65 seconds to play. Durst looking to enter that pass to Wax, but she'll take it from the corner, dribble it out to the volleyball 10-foot line, and sit down right there with it. Urban ends up with it on a bounce pass, finds a cutter. Stokes inside, shot off the iron and in. Charlie Stokes with three in this quarter. 62-36. 35 seconds remaining. Beautiful feed underneath, but the shot knocked out of bounds. Going to be last touched by the Bucks on the miss. Hannah Russell on the miss, and now the Crushers have trouble with the inbound and throw it out of bounds untouched, so Chartiers Houston will get it at the end line. Bucks get it inbounds. Pallone dribbles out of the corner. Little caught, Pallone, Walsh to the right. Walsh hit a three-pointer there earlier. Tried to force it to the baseline and lost the handle. And the ball goes out of bounds. 15 seconds to play in the game. Chartiers Houston season going to come to an end. A trip to the PIAA second round. Crushers get the ball ahead to Urban, and Urban misses the lay-in. Walsh rebounds the miss. 10 seconds to play. Get it ahead to Pallone. Pallone in the corner. Nearly trapped, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Good hustling defense by Kylie Durst for Bishop McCourt. Baseline throw in. Bucks are going to get the catch and shot. That's pretty quick on the clock there, but buzzer beats the play, and the game comes to an end. Bishop McCourt 62, Chartiers Houston 36. Recap for you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Norwin. 62-36. Bishop McCourt eliminates Chartiers Houston from the 2A girls playoff. Score was 8-6 with 3.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter and 12-8 about a minute and a half later. But Bishop McCourt scored the next 12 points to go up 24-8, and Chartiers Houston never really recovered from that, and the Crushers go on to win it 62-36. Bishop McCourt 20-8 advantage in that first quarter, 15-8 in the second to lead 35-16 at intermission. Crushers 15-10 scoring advantage in the third. Looked like the Bucks making a little bit of noise. Got the deficit down to 14 a couple of times, but then just all came apart. And Bishop McCourt then 15-10 in the third, 12-10 in the fourth, and a 26-point win. Leading the way, Zoe Ferguson with 19 points. Kalina Bailey had 15. Ava Zucco finished with 11. Speaking of 11, the Crushers 11 of 17 at the free throw line tonight. Allie Wingard in her final performance for the Bucks, 16 points on the night. The only Chartiers Houston player to reach double figures. Bucks were 8 of 11 at the foul line, but just too much firepower, too many easy open looks for the Crushers, and the Bucks just could not survive it here. 62-36. This game presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, 5'9 junior Zoe Ferguson. Game honors with 19 points. Hit three free throws, hit all three of her foul shots, and eight field goals, including three in that opening quarter. She had 10 at the half and added another 9 points after intermission. Multiple offensive rebounds, etc., etc. And Zoe Ferguson, the player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up tonight at 8:45 on WJPA AM, our coverage of college basketball conference championship week continues with the West Coast Conference title game featuring number one Gonzaga and third-seeded Santa Clara. And then we have two more basketball state playoff games for you tomorrow, both in the 5A girls bracket, both at Altoona, and both on WJPA AM, online and on NFHS. Trinity takes on York Suburban at 4:45, followed by Peters Township against Mannheim Central. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Wishing the Lady Bucks good luck and congratulations on this 2026 playoff run. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Schweinebraun Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Larry Maggi Election Committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Special thanks to head coach Laura Montecalvo and her staff for the advanced info and responding to our request. To athletic director Mike Burrow and the entire crew here at Norwin. For floor director Nate Rigotti, Scott Donnelly, and Eric Bennett on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Norwin High School in the PIAA 2A girls basketball second round, your final score, Bishop McCourt 62, Chartiers Houston 36. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.